As we continue with the novena to the Holy Spirit that we have begun the day after the Ascension, Ascension Thursday, and we continue to see in the marvels that he has worked throughout the ages in the saints, the magnificence with which the grace of God is distributed to those who are indeed his children, to those who follow him, who obey him, and who follow his precepts. And today we have another such one, the great priest of the mostly 18th century, St. John Baptist de Rossi. He was born in Italy at the end of the 17th century, and soon after he was old enough, he entered the seminary and studied, particularly in Rome, where as soon as he was able, he began to preach and to take care of the poor children and the beggars and the sick people that were all over the city of Rome then, as they no doubt are today too. And thus he spent his life preaching the gospel, teaching the catechism, and doing good deeds, baptizing those who were not baptized, and giving the sacraments to those who needed them. When he died, he knew about it several days ahead, and as a matter of fact, he was celebrating Mass when he fell sick, and they thought it was the end, but it wasn't. So they took him to his room, to his cell, in the rectory there in Rome. And then he got well for a few days after receiving the last rites. And then a few days later, he was to meet his Maker. He was still a relatively young man, and I believe in his 40s or early 50s. And so the Lord called him unto himself. And so as we celebrate these mysteries, we rejoice in the many, many saints that the church has, the church which is adorned with the beauty of her saints, the glory of those who follow Christ fully, those who are filled with his Holy Spirit. And so we pray to the same Holy Spirit to fill us with the same zeal, the same charity which we find also to a superlative degree in the Most Holy Mother of God, Mary Immaculate. And we ask them to intercede for us and to fill us with the same gifts that will make us also followers of Christ and of his Holy Spirit until the end of time, when we shall be called to sit on his right hand and we shall be called into the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.